This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, earlier this year, we heard from three local artists who had decided to come together to use their considerable and diverse talents to help draw attention to the plight of chalkstream rivers. You remember that rivers like the Colne, the Vair, the Lea, these are all chalk streams and are internationally rare. Now, artists Laura Decker, Angela Mellon and Liz Sargent created an installation at St Albans Cathedral that they called Watershed, a River's Call to Action. Laura, Liz and Angela each contributed one part of the artwork, each one very different but very powerful in its own way. Laura created an interactive video projection where, as you watch the video of the rippling, shimmering river, your image becomes part of the river. Angela's contribution was a flowing willow sculpture encapsulating the sinuous power of a healthy river and actually made from willow wands harvested from such a river. And Liz had written a series of thought-provoking poems that she called Urgent Voices, with each poem accompanied by a complimenting image. Now, whilst the Watershed exhibition was on display at St Albans Cathedral, there was also a series of events themed around helping chalkstream rivers. Laura, Liz and Angela planned for their exhibition at the cathedral to be the start of many and set out for their installation to reach a wider audience. And so after St Albans Cathedral, their next stop was Harpenton to All Saints Church near to the River Lea and Batford Springs Nature Reserve. Now, if you missed the episode of Environment Matters where we heard about the return of water voles to this absolutely wonderful little nature reserve, then you'll find the podcast of the show on the podcast page of mix92.6.com. But then came Liz, Laura and Angela's big step, taking their installation right to the heart of power, to the Houses of Parliament in Westminster. I wanted to find out how this exciting opportunity had come about and what Angela, Laura and Liz had made of it. Laura and Liz joined me in the studio. Sadly, Angela was unable to join us. I started by asking Laura to tell us where the Westminster idea had come from, where it had all started.
So as part of the activities and events that we had at St Albans Cathedral, we ran a debate called the Watershed Debate. Daisy Cooper was invited to come along and she did a great job on the panel of the debate. And after that contact with Daisy, we said, is there anywhere that we could possibly take this to Westminster, to our House of Commons? And she said, I don't know, I'll get back to you. And she did. She got back to us and said, this is the process. We have a place for temporary exhibitions and this is the process you can go through to apply for a position. And we went down and had a look at the space and applied and we were given this week at the end of June and the beginning of July. So that's really how it happened.
Presumably at that point you didn't actually know that you would be accepted.
Exactly right.
No, we had to be checked to make sure we weren't trying to present a message that was not compatible with being in Parliament, that we weren't campaigning too heavily. So there were various hoops that we had to go through. And then it went to just a random ballot, as we understand it, and we got the spot.
Wow. So you were actually quite lucky.
We were lucky and, well...
We'd like to think the work
yes.
was appropriate and yeah. was considered acceptable, really.
Yes,
and,
of course. Yeah. Yes, that's right indeed. So that kind of seems like the easy bit. Then you've got this great big willow sculpture and all of your video stuff and all your artistic bits and pieces to get down to Westminster. Now, that sounds
difficult. How did that happen? Who was in charge?
We had to scale down slightly from St Albans because the space wasn't quite as grand as the north transept of the cathedral. So we scaled down very slightly, but in getting the stuff there, we actually had to go through mind-boggling security processes. We had to go out to the West London and go through their off-site screening processes. And then we were, when we'd been fully scanned and sniffed by dogs, we had a tracker and we had to follow a very particular route to get to Parliament. And we were told if we left that route, then we would have to go back and restart. So it was quite nerve-wracking just getting physically into the building.
Yes, yes. It's, you know, my next question was it nerve-wracking? It was.
Yes, it really was. But then when we finally got there, it was actually quite a calm process. We knew exactly, we'd planned very precisely how much time it would take and exactly what we needed to do. And so we just calmly set about installing.
Yes.
And it looked fantastic in the space. We were really, really pleased how it looked.
Wonderful. So you've got your lovely artworks all set up there. So what happened? Were you standing with them, ready to chat to people? How did it work?
So where the installation happens, it's not, most people imagined it would be in the lobby of the Houses of Parliament, but we were in a very particular space. The temporary exhibitions happen in the upper waiting hall, and this is on the way to the committee corridors. So it's up a few flights of stairs, and it's a very grand space, but it's very much a sort of through traffic. People walk through, whether that's the public, whether that's the parliamentarians, the peers, the MPs. So it's a very busy sort of corridor, even though it's a very grand upper waiting hall. So Laura's projection was in front of the fireplace, Angela's scaled down sculpture was in one corner, and my visual poems were standing in one corner. So there were lots of people who were going through, and many of them were very focused on the meeting that they were going to, and it felt very awkward if we were going to jump in front of them, stop them, and but on their way back it was a bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
And we were able to have chats and conversations with people, even though some people just walked through and caught sight of one of our artworks. It was still, you know, we were still hopeful that that might have entered into their subconscious.
Yes.
Somehow.
And everything you're doing with your artwork is to draw attention to the plight of very particular of us, our chalk streams. And it's an important time for them, isn't it? Can you explain why?
Yeah, there are two bills. One that was the Clean Water Bill that was in the King's Speech for this past session of Parliament, which is trying to bring better regulation to water supply and water treatment. And the other one, which is a private member's bill aimed at making chalk streams, which are very special, rare habitat, of which the River Ver is one, the River Lee and so on. Many of the small rivers that feed into the Thames are chalk streams. And the aim is to make those a UNESCO heritage site.
And were you able to have any meaningful conversations, for example, around with these bills with people who stopped to talk to? Is there anybody particular who you were able to talk to?
There were some MPs that we talked to who were wanting to take action, wanting to improve their local rivers, and actually just had no idea how to go about doing that. It felt like, to them, like possibly an intractable problem. And in some of the research that we'd done to create these artworks, we'd learned about how people have gone about cleaning up their rivers. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to take vast amounts of funding to do it. Some places, like the River Roding in East London, an amazing man, Paul Polsland, has been working with just a team of enthusiastic volunteers, just pulling out junk from the rivers, pulling out vegetation that's compromising the rivers. So we've learned of what other people have been doing, and there are some river action toolkits that can help guide people who want to set about improving their rivers.
Yeah.
So in some ways we provided some practical advice in doing that.
Liz, did you have something to add?
I was just going to say, one of the kind of key people who did get a glimpse of our work was Andy Burnham.
Whoa.
Because everything was going on that particular week, and he was in the space. And while we were having, Daisy had sponsored like an opening reception for us, and there was a group of, I don't know, about 50 people there. And he walked through, and we shouted at him and said, Andy, chalk streams, listen up.
Whoa. Well, let's hope he is listening up. Yeah.
So art is a very powerful communication tool. And I just wondered if you'd noticed anything about the ways that people had reacted to your sort of tripartite art installation.
One of the things we found in being with the artworks at the Houses of Parliament, yep, is how the three artworks, which you saw at the cathedral, but yes, how they work in very different ways, like three different axes of artworks that,
yes,
kind of complement each other.
Yes. So just to recap again, you've got the willow sculpture, you've got the sort of video where you become kind of part of the river, as it were, yep, and then you've got the fabulous poems with the pictures. So very different things, and you found people interacted in different ways.
Yeah. So it's attracted people differently. So they would be marching through the space on the way to their some committee, and often they would be just pause and notice one or the other of them. But they engaged people and appealed in different ways to different people. And I think that was a really important part of it.
Yeah, indeed. Different things for different people, appeal in different ways, and we've got to appeal to everybody, haven't we?
I was in the space when they had a lot of children came, school children who came from, they'd had a day where they'd come down from northern constituencies to meet with their MP. They absolutely loved Laura's interactive presentation. They were jumping about, and while they were kind of had the nervousness of going to speak in front of their MP, the projection particularly captured their imagination and seemed to make them a little bit more relaxed while they were waiting for their opportunity to speak to their MP.
Wonderful. And we can never start too young when it comes to awareness of the plight of rivers, can we? So I just wondered if you must have met lots of people, whether you'd made any important contacts whilst you were down there, things that you're going to be able to follow up for the future.
Yes, indeed. There were a number of MPs who we spoke to during that time who we're following up with from across the different parties. And we're hoping that we may be able to connect with them and do something in their constituencies.
Yes, which brings me on to my next question very nicely. So, I mean, Westminster was obviously fabulous and it's difficult to know where you could go from there. But do you have any plans?
Yes, we've been invited to the River Summit in Henley-on-Thames at the start of September, which is a fantastic event organised by the Future for Water, which is run by Claire Zambouni, amazing, energetic and brilliant networking person, which is 2 days of panel discussions, and there's a film festival and community events and artworks. She manages to bring people from an incredible range of organisations together, so including water companies, regulators, citizen scientists, policy advisors, agriculture, finance, wild swimmers, surfers,
yes,
anglers.
All the people who need to be round the table for things to really change,
exactly,
for our rivers, aren't they? So that, and as you say, in a year when it's particularly important for rivers as well. So that sounds brilliant. That sounds like a really good event to be at. And how about from there? How about if there's anybody else out there who thinks, actually, this is something really interesting?
That would be great. We're always open to collaborations, and it's Watershed is a touring exhibition. So particularly in areas where there are chalk streams, we'd love to talk to anybody.
Laura, Liz, Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to tell us about that today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
I was talking there to Laura Decker and Liz Sargent, who along with Angela Mellon are the creators of Watershed, a River's Call to Action. I'll pop a link to their webpage into the notes that go with the podcasts of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com so that you too can see the pictures of their creations and get in touch with them if you have any ideas for where their artistic campaign might go now. Now, I think all art forms are really powerful as a way to communicate with people and to inspire them to action. And I'd love to hear from you if there is something that you've done using your artistic talents to further an environmental campaign. Do drop me an email on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Facebook. And if you're interested to hear more about Hertfordshire's rare chalk stream rivers, what's being done to help them and how you can help them too, then there's lots on the podcast page of mix926.com. Hear about the River Ver Chalk Stream Challenge, an activity challenge for the whole family to enjoy and learn more about the River Ver, and it's all for free as well, actually. Or about Not Born Yesterday, that's a project headed up by two innovative young women who are taking the message about chalk stream rivers to young people. Or hear from the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's Sarah Perry, who tells us about the biggest nature restoration project that Hertfordshire has ever seen, the restoration of a 7 kilometre stretch of the River Ash, a huge project which she oversaw. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.